This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is nothing more dear, beloved, and sacred to the Almighty than akhlaq and good character. The question is, what is the definition of akhlaq? In essence, a broad definition of akhlaq is to move away from a selfish life to a selfless life. I do not represent myself here, but I selflessly represent the broader interests of others. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Inna akhaka al-haqqa man kana ma'ak." Your true brother is one who rallies with you. وَمَنْ يَضُرُّ نَفْسَهُ لِيَنْفَعَكَ. Who takes pain upon himself to remove your pain. وَمَنْ إِذَا رَيْبُ الزَّمَانِ صَدَّعَكْ شَتَّتَ فِيهِ شَمْلَهُ لِيَجْمَعَكْ. And when he observes that the trials and the afflictions of life have fragmented you, then he shatters himself to gather you. Subhanallah. May Allah bless us with that true character. Those who know, don't judge. And those who judge, don't know. In essence, put yourself in the position of others. If I was in that position, what would be my expectations from society? Now that Allah has rescued you, offer your brother the same as your expectations would have been from your brother. And that's a message we get from the Quran, chapter 4, juz 4, verse number 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the guardian of the estate of a minor. So a father has passed away. He left behind dhurriyatan dhi'afan. Allah says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ dhurriyatan dhi'afan. Addressing the guardian and the executor of that estate. When you are winding up the estate, take good care of that minor child. Take good care of that orphan. And give him the same care as you would have expected society to give your children if your estate was being winded up. فيه أصل عظيم من باب الأخلاق أنه لا يرضى لغيره ما لا يرضى لنفسه. The Quran teaches us a fundamental principle that just as you desire the best for yourself, give your brother the best. If your shop was looted, if your shop was looted and adjacent to you, your brother's shop was not looted, what expectations would you have from your brother? He has multiple shops. He did not suffer any loss like me. I suffered a total loss. I wish he can give me employment. I wish he can get me back on my feet. Now that Allah has saved you and rescued you, give your brother the same as you would have expected him to offer you if you were in that position. May Allah bless us with true akhlaq. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.